You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
Huh?
Sounds good.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
And quickly, which is what Connor Bedard's mom said.
Clock out, come home, and drink away to bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
Well, I'm having a very good time. My car died. My little Juke is dead.
Oh, you've not had good luck with your cars lately.
Self-inflicted. Self-inflicted, 100%.
Did it launch itself off a cliff or something?
No, I put too much oil in it. Remember when I came back from Iceland and I had to get it towed and all that? Anyways, reason was is because I had put too much oil in it. It was burning oil, so I was always just putting a little bit in here and there. And I guess I put way too much in.
And you put too much oil?
Because I didn't check the dipstick before. I was just like,
dipstick.
Yeah, I'm like, I haven't put any in 2 weeks. Like, it needs oil. So I put a liter in here, a liter in there. And apparently, it ended up having almost double the amount of oil it was supposed to have in it. They were able to flush it all out and get it running again. But now, basically, the carburetors are destroyed. So, like, he's like, we could fix it. You'd have to replace the motor and you have to replace the carburetors. He's like, at that point, you're paying more than the car's worth.
Yeah.
So I loved that car. I really did. No. I know it's ugly, but
it has probably one of the dumbest car names.
The Juke. It's the Juke. It's for juking. So
is that what it's?
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's a Nissan.
Nissan?
Yeah.
Why is because the Juke family are a famous psychological study.
Oh.
I believe in they're the early 1900s, and they're American. And it's this massive rural American family that all of them got into some sort of crime. All are fairly poorly educated, all had behavioral issues. So it became, they were one of the first studies of maybe this is hereditary.
Oh.
This type of behavior and the cycle repeating, it's because of the Jukes.
Well, I imagine that's not why they named the car the Juke. I would go more of the football, juke him out of his...
The second generation marks the withdrawal. The name Juke means to dance or change directions, demonstrating agility, and is also derived from the word jukebox.
Yes. So I got a new car, though.
So not the Juke family.
Yes. So I did decide on a new car today, so I'm kind of happy with that. I got a Subaru Impreza. So, and it's fast. And I like it.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of happy. My mechanic had it, and all it needs is a new battery, and it's good to go. So he said it'll be ready.
And when are you coming out as a lesbian?
Already a lesbian.
Huh.
Yeah.
And will you check the dipstick this time, dipstick?
Yes, I will check. Okay, thanks. Mark is now the fourth person today to ask me if I was going to make sure that I don't put too much oil in. Again, totally my fault. Now, listen, the Juke was on its last legs even before the whole oil incident. So this just accelerated its death by probably 6 months.
So you're like one of those nurses then?
Yeah, it's like Dr. Kevorkian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me, just with cars.
Kevorkian.
You know, I wasn't. A Subaru Impreza is the lesbian.
Is it the Impreza or is it the Outback?
It was the Outback, but they don't make the Outback anymore.
Right. Well, so this isn't a new Impreza, so let me just stop you there. It's a 2013 Subaru Impreza, so it's old.
You got the haircut, you got the car.
Does that have a spoiler?
It is a hatchback, so no spoiler.
Okay. Hatchback too?
I love Come hatchbacks.
On. Just attend an Indigo Girl concert and admit who you are. I also love a hatchback.
Here are my last cars. Honda, like this is almost every car I've ever owned. Honda Civic, 91 Honda Civic hatchback. Nissan NX 2000 hatchback. I had a red Jetta that was not a hatchback. I had a Kia Rio that was a hatchback. I had a Nissan Versa that was a hatchback. I had the Juke that's a hatchback. And now I have the Impreza hatchback.
They're really practical.
I love hatchbacks.
I'm not saying they're not practical. I'm just saying in combination with it being a Subaru Impreza makes it like more confirmed. Like attend Lilith Fair. Mm-hmm. You know all the words to Closer to Fine.
You have at least three
Tori Amos records.
What is Closer to Fine?
By the Indigo Girls?
Nope. Did I lose my lesbian card?
No, you're still pretty good.
Still drinking a Black Cherry White Claw.
Is that what you're drinking?
No, I'm drinking water with Mio in it, but close enough, I guess.
With the squirt. Mio Sport Squirt.
Mark, is that water you're drinking? What happened?
I'm like still coughing like a madman.
Oh, that sucks. You're still sick, yeah. Man, I'm so excited for this podcast. No, we did not really talk about the Grey Cup because we haven't recorded since.
We skipped last week.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I was like, oh, I didn't. Well, let's make this an unofficial, or we can delete any one of these five leadoffs that I just I don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk about anything other than Connor Bedard's mom.
Right. I mean, like, that's my thought, too. We could maybe touch on the Aaron Rodgers bullshit, but.
Yeah.
I'm okay with cutting it all.
Let me hear about, well, we'll run through them, but we won't put a minute on the clock.
Okay.
Let me hear about your Grey Cup experience. And Mark, I'm so sorry you were not able to go, because I feel you must have been like literally dying.
It was
like dialed 9-1.
And it was fucking cold in the stands.
Yeah.
Like, I felt the same way I felt when I went to Winter Classic. And I died the next day. Like, I died midway through the game, and I died the next day. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that again.
Right. And
I think we were, like, just becoming friends, or, like, we became friends shortly after. Because I remember hearing about you were basically, like, a animal that had been frozen and, like, placed by a warm fire. And, like, we pray he'll come back to life one day.
That's about it.
Well, Chris, how was it for you aside from fucking cold?
They did a great job. The stadium experience was really good. The concession prices were slightly higher than normal, but not like outrageously high.
Any different concessions?
No, it was pretty much the same stuff, but the prices were probably 20% higher than normal.
Did your discount still apply though with the season tickets?
No. Actually, I only bought a beer, so I wouldn't even. Actually, I don't even know because I bought a beer. So the best part about it being so cold was I bought a beer before the game started. At halftime, I still had a little bit left, and it was ice cold.
Oh,
right. That's
nice. The worst.
Yeah, but that's nice when it's still cold.
Because not only are you like normally forced to drink like Coors Light,
and that's what it was,
but like hot Coors Light.
Hot Coors Light is disgusting. So,
yeah.
Speaking of Coors Light, there's someone behind me drinking something.
No, there's no one behind you.
Oh, there's no one behind me? Okay, I must be going crazy.
Yeah, you're fine.
So the experience was really good. It was cold.
How was Jamie Fine to kick off the show?
I mean, I swear I've heard that song before, but I can't figure out where. But I would never listen to a radio station that plays. Like, I must have been in a waiting room somewhere and heard it or something.
Or what do you play at the store?
No, we have a thing that we play. We have a USB that we plug into a TV that plays the same 30-minute advertisements for over and over. So it's 30 minutes long, 8-hour shift. Get to hear those ads 16 times a day. It's really fun. It's really, really fun. I highly recommend it.
Have you memorized? There is a Elton John has a Christmas song I cannot sit through to this day.
Really?
Because I worked at Laura Secord throughout high school, as you guys might know. And starting like early November, it was Laura Secord made a Christmas compilation album, which they were selling, because that's how old we are. You could still buy and sell compilation CDs. And because they were selling it, you had to play it.
Ugh.
And it was 10 songs long.
So like that's less than an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that stinks.
So like 8-hour shifts on the weekends.
Yeah, that's
4-hour shifts on weekdays. It was.
So I don't know how Green Day came across on the television, but in the stadium, they were amazing.
It started, I think it could have been better mixed, but I feel like that's every live performance to TV. Like, it's really hard to mix that live audio.
They are so good that at first I'm like, they're not actually playing their instruments.
Billy Joe has never been the best. Like, he's not known for his voice. He's a fine alt rock singer. He started really rocky. And the mix that I think they fixed the levels, the mix for the first couple, like maybe the first verse of the first song, you just heard him.
Oh, really?
Kind of off key. Well, he was off key all the time, but you just heard him off key.
Right.
And then I was like, and then they leveled out. He leveled out. And then it was incredible the rest of the time.
It was so good. Four songs. Like, I mean, I guess I'm okay with them playing the new song. Sure.
Yeah.
But the other three songs they picked were perfect. Like, those were perfect choices. And they were great. And the place was nuts. And then they finished playing and I left. I went because the Coop closed at 11 and we
still had to.
Well, wait, was it? No, it was 10. The Coop closed at 10 and it was 8:30. And we're like, yeah, we're going to go. So me and my daughter went to the Coop, watched the rest of the game. Nice and warm, eating delicious food. What a game.
What a game.
What a great game. Anybody who's like, oh, the CFL sucks, blah, blah, blah. Like, just watch that game.
Yeah,
and you will see why the CFL doesn't suck. Like, that was a perfect example of CFL football. Game was never over. It was never like the whole game, it could have went either way.
My argument is always like, I don't know this. What is your like favorite part of football? Like, play wise, what's your favorite thing to see?
Pick six. Pick six is the most exciting play in football.
Mark?
Deep throws.
I would say for me, probably a combination of both. Yeah. A deep throw. And what do you get a shit ton of in the CFL because there's only three downs?
Yep.
Throwing.
Deep throws.
If you are someone who, like I assume the majority of football fans, love a good Hail Mary, love a good pass, love an insane pick six, love a deflection, not to the Vikings game on Monday, that's what you get in the CFL.
Yeah.
It was a great game, but probably a better game to watch warm because it wasn't like super crazy exciting.
Right.
It was never anyone's game because it was constant touchdowns. It was anyone's game because the defense for both teams was
playing really, really well.
Good.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like it was going to get high scoring, I think, after the half. And then it just was like, never mind, we won't score again.
And I bet on Montreal to win. So I got them at plus 270. So that was
good. I turned, posted it on Instagram, 25 cents into $40.
Woo! That's not bad.
Because I just went heavy on my, because thank God I had watched the East Championships the week before. And listening to you guys, because sometimes I listen, like what I saw of Montreal is like their defense is insane.
Out. Yep.
They just have to get some points and then lock it down.
Yep. And I mean, you know, I call Fajardo a fraud all the time. And I mean, I kind of have to take it back now because he had a game.
He could be in a reverse Chad Kelly.
Mm.
where he was really, really good and his one bad game happened to be,
yeah, that,
you know, a one and done.
Sucks for Chad Kelly, but I'm Fajardo so glad.
Maybe,
so glad.
So Fajardo maybe is like a not a fraud, and the one really good game he actually had.
Yep. Was when it mattered the most. Yeah.
Was when it mattered the most.
So that was my third Grey Cup that I've been to. Honestly, like presentation wise, I think it was the best of the three. So,
yeah,
I mean, 2021, that one's hard to like really judge just because it was mid COVID and, you know, there was like, oh, we might be going into lockdown again around that time. Right. So it was like, it was a weird, yeah, like it was like 2 weeks later they were like, oh, maybe we're going to lock down. And remember they did the outdoor NHL game and it was like right after that. And they were like thinking about like limiting the amount of people, but then they're like, ah, fuck it. Everybody get COVID.
Yeah. That's really the attitude that's held up.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we all just get it now? Why don't we all just remember when people, when people threw COVID parties early on, they're like, hey, let's throw a COVID party so we all get it and get immune.
And then everyone kept getting it and then it kept mutating and then we all kept getting.
And then we are where we are now.
And now we're here. Now you probably have had it and had no idea.
Yes, for sure.
Because it's mutated in a way that apparently is like a cold, like legitimately like a cold now and not like a Donald Trump. It's just like a cold.
Right.
And the rapid tests kind of are 50-50 on them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even might be like, you might have
negative, but
just, you know, be a good person. And if you're sick anything,
don't go out.
Don't go and see other people.
Yeah.
Would be awesome. Okay,
let's do this.
Banging some moms. I am still so jealous that you saw Green Day.
Yeah, they were good. They were really good. You're gonna enjoy that concert next year. They sounded great.
You know who I just booked tickets to though? Who I'm seeing next Friday?
Oh boy.
At Casino Rama is Boney M.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
Ross Routine is unironically in my top 10 songs of all time.
Really?
Possibly even top 5.
It's a banger.
It's a real fucking banger.
It's a good song. It's
pretty accurate in terms of historical truthfulness.
Well, that's what I look for in my music is historical accuracy.
But I think that's part of why I love it. It's legitimate. It's a banger and historically inaccurate.
And you learned something.
Of a time period that I love in history.
Right.
Now, will they be performing some songs from their Christmas album since it's the season?
I hope so. There's a couple of na 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 was born on Christmas Day. I hope so. It's at Casino Rama.
Will they get the actual singers, or are they going to get the same thing where they get dancers to lip sync to the actual singers?
No, it's the lead singer, the original singer.
The actual singer, not the former.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The actual singer. I'm very excited. How old do we think the average age of the audience will be?
60?
No, not that old.
Like Dave and I will be the youngest by far. Like we will be the ones bringing the overall average
by
down.
By far.
Just think about it.
You're
it
not as young as you think you are.
It's the 70s, so it's 50 years later. And you're say like 10 to 20, maybe. So yeah.
Wait, 60, that's 70. A 70s song?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, I always thought it was like 80s. Oh. All right. Well then, yeah, 60 is not out of the realm of pop. Now, average age, I'm gonna say like 55.
So significantly younger.
I'll give you significantly on that one.
If you find someone younger than you, you have to talk
to them. That's what I was going to say. Will there be anyone younger and not kids? Like under 18 doesn't count because they're forced to be there with their parents.
Right. They're there for Boney M, not because of, they're forced to be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you find some 20-somethings, you got to be like, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
Yeah. What happened to your life? And
everything, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Where did your life go wrong that you're also here? It's also for, well, I don't know what your problem is. City of wherever Casino Rama is, near Aurelia, to stay at Casino Rama is like $400 a night.
Well, the only reason,
shitty rooms.
The only reason people will stay there is because they're going to the concert. There's nowhere else you're gonna stay.
Well, so the city of Aurelia is a 15-minute drive away. I assume there's at least an cab. So we're going to book $150 a night, Best Western.
There you go.
Just cab to and from. It's only, well, we're leaving Rowan at my parents' and it's only an hour drive. And so we're like, oh, maybe we just will drive home right after. And both of us are like, we can't see this concert.
Sober.
Without at least
something.
A cocktail.
Right.
Like, we can't see this.
No.
Okay, so we really just want to talk about Corey Perry having sex with Connor Bedard's mom.
Allegedly, but
I came up with five other topics. We don't need to put a minute on the clock,
okay.
But I just thought they were interesting to talk about. So you have He Sold His Soul right as the headline. I have never discount the healing powers of horse shit. Aaron Rodgers has been added to the 21... day practice allowance.
79 days after tearing his Achilles.
Are we going to see him? Are we seeing him?
Yeah. Oh, 100% he's playing this season. 100%.
And like, do you think it'll be earlier than 21 days? So that's 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be before 21 days. So how many games they have left?
Chicken now.
Six?
They're not still in the hunt, though, are they? They're kind of like...
No.
No, I mean, they're two games out.
How many?
Yeah, they're not out.
They're two games out.
Two games out. Yeah, but they...
Because there's a bunch of teams at six wins.
Right, but there's three games that he's not going to play, probably.
Let's say they win one of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be too little too late. But
so
yeah, they might have their bye week too.
Yeah.
So Dave and I were talking. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to talk about nonsense. Go ahead. What were you and Dave saying?
Oh, that we were talking about this and he said, if they're not in it.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll come back. And I think this is his win of the year though.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he's not winning a Super Bowl this year.
Right.
But him coming back would be such a triumphant.
If he comes back and wins all of his games starting, that's a win for him.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a triumphant story, and he's such an egotistical maniac.
Does he?
I think he wants to do this for his ego.
You know, it's funny. I was about to say, does he win Comeback Player of the Year if he comes back and wins the rest of his games? But we're forgetting about Hamlin.
Oh yeah.
They just played like what, five snaps?
It doesn't matter, Mark. It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
It's a joke.
And dude almost died, bro.
Yeah. So you get an award by living. You don't give him Comeback Player of the Year.
You get the reward of going back to the Bills.
Yikes.
What a yikes. What a real yikes of a team, guys.
Yeah, that last game was not good. What's with Josh Allen in overtime? Seriously.
Stephon Diggs looks genuinely angry.
Yeah.
With his life. Mark Cuban is selling the Mavs.
He's selling his majority share. He's keeping some part of it. So
he still has control over the franchise.
Yeah. And he's stepping down from Shark Tank. And I, like, in the wake of Connor Bedard's mom allegedly getting plowed by Corey Perry, I was like, wow, is there a scandal here? But I think it's as simple as there's a potential for a shit ton more money. Because mm-hmm. he was a huge, Mark Cuban was a huge guy to try and get gambling legalized in Texas.
Yeah.
And it didn't, but he spent a lot of money and time and energy. And who is buying the majority stake is the Sands Casino family from Las Vegas. Who run a huge gaming empire. Mm-hmm. So stepping down from Shark Tank, if you're starting some sort of, I don't know, I think maybe there's some gambling ties. This is some like...
He's probably got like shares in that company now. As far,
Like if anyone can maybe make another push to get gambling legalized, it's people who
know a thing or two about gambling,
know what they're doing.
Yeah,
so not scandalous, maybe just really smart.
I mean, it's Cuban. I wouldn't be surprised. The dude is smart.
So Blue Jays trade talks, as we are in the midst of daydreaming about warmer weather. I had heard that the Jays and the Cubs were close to doing some package deal with Bo Bichette.
Yes.
But I don't know.
I think this whole Shohei thing has put a lot of whatever the Jays might have been doing trade-wise on hold. Because if Shohei comes, you don't get rid of Bichette and Vlad. You build. Right?
Yeah.
And if Shohei comes, now all of a sudden Toronto looks a lot more enticing to free agents. Maybe Matt Chapman's like, oh, you know what? Maybe I will stick around, right? Like things, the conversation changes around Toronto. So I think until the Shohei shoe drops, the Jays aren't going to do anything. But honestly, if the Jays don't get Shohei, I honestly think Bichette's gone. Like, I think they have to trade him. They have nothing in the system, right? And they're not going to be good this year. Like, if Shohei doesn't come, they're not going to be good this year. They're not going to make the playoffs this year.
They'll still be good. They still have the pitching staff.
Yeah, but they're but they don't have. Look at all the bats they lost.
Yeah, but if these bats go back to pre-2021, like Vlad,
sure. Yeah. Hey,
every single batter last year underperformed.
And the window for those guys is closing, right?
Right.
Like, and it's that's done why this year, isn't it?
That's why I think you got to be, you know, you can't let Bo go to free agency. If he's going to go, you got to get something back. You can't do what the Angels did with Shohei. You can't do that.
Do you think, as Jays fans, is it a smart move to go after Shohei, knowing he's just going to be your batter next year?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
It's not even a baseball move. It's a business move. Like, this is
the butts in the seats.
And the Rogers owns the Blue Jays. They own the stadium, and they own the fucking television network. They need to throw every penny they can at him. Like, I'm not kidding.
The renovations now, like,
there is not a number that Rogers can't afford to sign him. They can beat Rogers can beat whatever the Dodgers throw at him. Because Rogers, how much do you pay for your fucking Rogers bill? You know what I mean? They can afford it. So
how have you guys heard the rumor from non-Canadian news sources?
Yes.
That the Jays are going after him. Okay. Because I feel like with every big free agent, it's like, what about the Canadian team, whether it be basketball or baseball?
Yeah, no. It's a non-Canadian source that has the Rangers, the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays as the top three. I can't remember who it was. But
I'm not getting excited. Do you guys have hope, though?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I really do.
I feel like I've lived this.
Apparently he was a big Kikuchi fan. Like in high school, Kikuchi was like his favorite player. So, I mean, you know.
Okay.
Mark, how fast are you getting a Shohei jersey?
I'm surprised I don't have one already.
I feel like we've lived this dance before as Canadian, as Blue Jays and Raptors fans. you know, it's not often. Maybe Kawhi Leonard in recent memory, where we're like, oh, the big star has signed here.
Well, that was a trade. Yeah, and then he refused to re-sign here. So, yeah. Like, if Shohei decides to sign here, that's a big fucking deal.
Fuck, I forgot we didn't.
Springer was the big one.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we didn't woo Kawhi Leonard. He refused when we tried to woo.
Yeah. You think they would have won another one if he stayed? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And now look where he is too, right?
Yeah.
Where's your Clippers championship there, Kawhi?
Bad for everybody.
Bad for it. But like, he was the initiator. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, even if you're like, my life is shitty after a breakup, if yours is too, I win.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Because you're the one who broke up. Yep. Life. Exactly.
More allegedly, we didn't talk about the Josh Giddey. Oklahoma, Australian player.
Yeah. Likes those, you know what he likes about those high school girls? He gets older, they stay the same age.
So he's obviously age of consent. If anyone has a sliding scale on these things, he's 21. It's not like he's, you know,
right
in his late 30s. But the girl, pictures were posted on a social media account that has since been deleted, of him in very compromising positions with a girl that someone is claiming mm-hmm. was a junior in high school, which I believe puts her at 15.
Right.
So they're investigating, they being the NBA, allegedly. He has allegedly. No comment. Allegedly.
What do you comment?
You can't, exactly. Right. Like, there's nothing you can say that will do, even if this isn't true, or even if he had no clue what her age was.
Nothing you can say. You just shut the fuck
up. He can't deny he doesn't know her because it's pictures, so that's out the window. So you have to say no comment.
That's right.
Yeah, but like, maybe there's another explanation for the pictures. Maybe, you know, they weren't doing anything. Maybe they didn't have sex. I don't know. Because it's just weird,
just
right?
Like, if you're not banging. Didn't have sex.
Yeah, and he didn't, did he?
No, he did not.
He didn't. He what he said, but that's a good statement. What he said was true.
Well, he said, "I did not have
sexual relations."
Sexual relations. I would consider a beach a sexual relation.
But maybe we do now. Maybe in '93 we didn't. Maybe sexual relations was sex.
Maybe. Yeah. There you go.
And that he changed a lot of things for us.
Times are a changing.
And then we have our 2024 Baseball Hall of Fame ballots, because mm-hmm. I think we're depressingly starting to get into guys that we grew up with. Well, but
I mean, for me, it's not even grew up with. Like, these guys are like, I was in my late teens and 20s when these guys were playing. So
there's, you know, some names of like, oh, okay. Yep. You're headed there, huh? And then we have Big Sexy is on the list. I think he's going in. I hope he goes in. But then interesting, Andre Dawson has asked the Baseball Hall of Fame to change the cap on his plaque from the Expos to the Cubs.
Oh, wow.
Because up until 2009, the players chose who they went in as, but then there was allegations, this, I forget what player was offered to be paid off to go in as a Ray. Oh, Wade Boggs.
Really?
Rumored he was offered money by Tampa to go in as a Ray over a Red Sox. And so the Baseball Writers Hall of Fame took over that decision in 2009.
Oh.
And they decide for you where they deem you've made the biggest impact of your career, aside from obviously Roy Halladay, whose wife bitched out and chose nothing.
Right.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Pick a side.
Pick a team.
Just pick a team.
Just pick one.
Just pick one.
We won't be that mad because like, listen, he had the no hitter in the playoffs.
We understand.
So it's fine. He can put the Phillies hat on him. It's fine.
Totally understand. Just pick.
Right.
Just pick one.
And you know what? So, whether he has a Phillies hat on, always a Blue Jay. Always a Blue Jay.
Always and forever a Blue Jay. Like, who's the other guy? George Bell? There's someone else who could have been Dave Steeb. Someone could have been in as a Blue Jay, and they weren't. I think they went as a Yankee. Yeah. Must have been Dave Steeb. So Andre Dawson was elected in 2010 and was chosen to go in as an Expo because that's where he got three quarters of his career hits from. Over the Cubs was the other team that he won 6 out of 8 of his gold gloves with the Expos.
Right.
But apparently he said at the even at the time he would have chosen the Cubs.
Because America.
America. America.
I don't know none of these Quebecers. But it must also be weird. Maybe part of it is because the team doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
For now. Maybe that's weird.
They'll come back.
My question was just going to be, what would you guys... Does the player choose or does the Hall choose?
I think the players should choose. I think it's up to them. I understand the Hall choosing it, and I understand the Wade Boggs thing. That's fucking crazy. If ultimately the player's the one who had the career, and so it should be up to them. And you know, maybe he did have the best years of his career in Montreal, but maybe he met his wife in Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, there's memories that, and maybe that's why. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. It's what you want to go in as.
Yeah.
And if Wade Boggs wants to be a Tampa Bay Devil Ray,
because that's Wade Boggs immediately who we think of when we think of Wade Boggs.
And just piss off every single person in the state of Boston.
City. State of Massachusetts.
Name another city. Salem, name a third.
Nope. Is there a third?
I don't know. I was going to say Providence, but I think that's in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Wherever the Patriots play.
Foxborough.
Is that a city or is it just a county?
I think it might just be like an area.
It's all foggy up there.
It's all like the fact that they're called, you know, it's a group of states, right?
Yep.
Like the fact it's New England is like, well, why don't you all just join together? Be one state called New England.
States' rights.
And fucking own the place.
They got to have states' rights.
What's Rhode Island doing then?
Does anybody know?
Salem, Boston.
I think Mark's right. I think Mark's right with Foxborough.
All right. There's your third. Boston, right. Are you happy now? Okay.
Let's talk about it. I can talk all night about this topic.
So I'm gonna take us up thanks to this wonderful article on
It's a good article.
Sports.
Perfect article, yeah.
I'm gonna take us up to the point where things started to get insane.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a couple days ago, maybe yesterday. So on November the 21st, Corey Perry practices normally with the Blackhawks. So going back even a step further, he was signed, as was Nick Foligno, to be mentors to their young core.
Yeah.
They have like 4 NHL caliber players and then literal children.
Yeah.
So he was signed to be a mentor, father figure, and the Blackhawks have hung the hopes of their franchise on Connor Bedard, who arguably is one of those talents.
Yeah, like he's Sidney Crosby's Connor McDavid. He's a big deal.
And it was tank for Bedard, and like people have been watching him, you know, since the juniors. Okay, so November 21st, Perry practices normally with the Blackhawks. Corey Perry, allegedly, healthy scratch against the Blue Jackets on November 22nd. The 23rd, when asked about the decision to be healthy scratch, head coach Luke Richardson called it an organizational decision. Like, of all the times that the GM was like, can you not just say, like, you just scratched it, like...
Yeah, just anything.
Say he was a healthy scratch. No comment.
No further comment required. He was a healthy scratch.
So he said, I just wanted to start by saying, I know you have questions about Corey Perry not playing last night and attending practice today, but we're going to keep that internal in the organization right now.
Why are you saying all of this?
No comment.
He didn't play. End of discussion. That's, it doesn't matter.
Just say no comment.
I don't even think you need to say no comment. Yeah.
Healthy stretch.
He didn't play.
Yeah, he's a healthy scratch. Blackhawks players also weighed in on Perry's absence publicly for the first time, with Foligno saying, we got a lot of young guys, so it's kind of a shock.
Why are they saying anything?
But it's being a pro. We talk about it, and this is an opportunity to do that. It's the outside noise. Bedard also spoke on the matter. I'm not going to speak on it too much, Bedard said of Perry's absence. Obviously, it sucks he's not here, but we don't really have too much information on it or anything yet. Just right. Don't. That's such a. Now we're already like, so what happened?
Yeah. What?
Like, because normally happened? The answer would be, oh, healthy scratch. Like, he.
Yeah.
He had to go to the DMV. Like, right. He had an appointment he couldn't get out of.
Yeah. He had the shits.
But he had to poo.
Sorry.
Passport renewal. And this was the only day he could get in. Like,
yeah. There's a thousand reasons.
November 25th, Davidson reveals Perry will be absent for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
So this is where,
and
like,
then he puts out, his agent puts out a statement, I think the same day.
So Perry's agent released a statement saying his client is stepping aside for personal matters. And Davidson said, told reporters that Perry would be away from the team for the foreseeable future. He also made the distinction that this was a team decision.
Right.
On the 28th, so this is November 25th, 26th is when the rumor started.
And
of why.
Really started.
Like, and the rumors were, if you didn't get from us saying it numerous
allegedly.
Times.
Allegedly.
The rumors were that Corey Perry slept with Connor Bedard's mom. On their recent, like, the moms every year go and see their sons play a hockey game.
Well, they go on like a little road trip with them,
and
right?
It's always an away game, and they make it a little road trip, and they do fun events. And apparently, the rumors are Corey Perry banged Connor Bedard's mom.
Allegedly.
I think the timeline lines up. I got to look at their schedule. So I don't know if it was in this article. I mean, we'll get to speculating. I'm not sure if it's in this article or not, but they think it has something to do with alcohol.
Yeah.
And the trip to Nashville.
Columbus.
They had a game, things that they did in Nashville.
Columbus.
Oh, I read it was in Nashville.
Columbus was the last game he played, wasn't it?
That's the city that they were in, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. You're right. Right.
Oh, no. So I had heard, what day was this? Maybe it was in this article. On the 18th, they played against Nashville and something happened on the 17th. So maybe it happened and people just didn't know about it yet.
Right. And then it starts getting around.
Perry's placed on waivers for the purpose of terminating his contract. There was a press conference at the time, but lots of mysterious circumstances. Like, believe the GM, that's when he had his press conference, was yesterday. And today, Corey Perry has cleared waivers and his contract was terminated immediately. He finished the Blackhawks' career with 4 goals and 9 points in 16 games, which is pretty good for a
rookie.
That's
not bad.
After the team placed Perry on waivers, Davidson opened his press conference by refuting a heinous, unsubstantiated rumor. I don't know why it's heinous.
I mean, it's kind of heinous.
Imagine if you're accused of this shit.
Right.
That's
And like my biggest thing with this whole thing is, like, I feel bad for Connor Bedard.
Yeah.
Like, he's because it's his mom that everyone's talking about. And and again, there's part of me that, like, you guys know I'm on record as how much I fucking hate Corey Perry. Like, he's a he's an actual piece of human shit.
And we have evidence now.
Well, do we though? Because, like, there's a lot of stuff going around that's not what it is.
I'm saying he's such a piece of shit that, like, in the history of the NHL, it's very rare to have your contract terminated.
Right. So whatever he did, it's bad enough that they terminated his contract. So,
yeah.
But again, so, I feel bad for Connor Bedard because it's
and his mom.
And well, of course, and his mom, of course. But like this, well,
it's that Taylor Swift with the Kanye West thing of like, I don't want to be a part of this narrative. It's right. Like, I didn't ask to be a part of this
right.
story.
And this story is never going away, ever.
But if it is true, my God.
Hilarious.
Like, it's hilarious. So sorry for the spouses of the other partners, but yeah. this is too fun.
Yeah.
If it's true. So Davidson said, as this is an individual personal matter, I will not be able to disclose any details related to the initial reporting investigation or the findings. However, I do want to be very clear on this one point. This does not involve any players or their families, and anything that suggests otherwise or anyone that suggests otherwise is wildly inaccurate. And frankly, it's disgusting. Maybe I think just the word heinous is bothering me in this. Right. Disgusting is better.
Yeah.
This would be a tough situation. And I understand you wanted answers. It was important that we all took the necessary steps before sharing more.
So do we ever actually find out what happened here?
So Davidson then reveals that Perry was involved in an incident with a team employee that happened on November 21st in Columbus.
Oh.
Again, we skipped over the part where there's a team function with sponsors.
Right.
And corporate, like, people at this event. So,
according to Frank Ciravelli of the Daily Faceoff, the incident reportedly was alcohol-fueled and allegedly took place in Nashville on November 17th. So remember, they were then there for a game on the 18th. Maybe the mom's trip weekend. Maybe this is where we got started. Ciravelli added that the incident occurred during a Blackhawks organized corporate event that included sponsors and team employees in attendance. Though he also indicated that the timing, witnesses, and who reported it to the Blackhawks was still unclear.
So it's possible that Corey Perry didn't bang Connor Bedard's mom, but tried to bang someone else who works for the organization or one of the sponsors.
Ciravelli is also reporting, which why I think it was banging the mom. Davidson was immediately asked if there's any criminality involving Perry. He paused before stating, "This is a workplace matter," a phrase he repeated multiple times during the span of his 10-minute press conference when asked about any involvement of law enforcement or criminality. So the inference is it isn't criminal.
Right. So the inference is there was consent for whatever, if it's sexual in nature, there was consent, or that it's not, it's not a criminal. Nothing criminal mm-hmm. happened.
That's why I don't mm-hmm. think anything sexual happened. I think it was just drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, but drugs is criminal.
No, but if it's ingesting.
One of my sort of third party encounters with drugs was in Nashville.
There you go.
As I do not do drugs, illegal drugs of any kind. But have been around people who have, although I've never seen it done right in front of my face. I was with people who were very drunk in Nashville looking for cocaine.
As you
do. It can't be just a drunken incident because he would just enter the substance abuse program.
Right.
So he had to do something.
That's right. Yeah. Something happened.
So what we know, and then we'll go over what we know. So the NHL and NHLPA were informed. So apparently the NHLPA also, and this was Gabe's point. I don't know if he said this in the chat. You were in marker in a different one. If he just banged Connor Bedard's mom, that's really nothing he can get. Like, the NHLPA would probably back him up
100%, on that. 100%.
But the NHLPA supported the team's decision on this. They were like, we can't.
Yeah, I mean,
we can't help you, bud. The league was understanding of the situation, as was the NHLPA. All parties are informed, but again, it is a team incident, so it is a team decision. The NHLPA are reviewing. The union has 60 days to file a grievance following its termination, but they didn't object to how this is being handled at the time.
Mm.
So.
Man, I want to know what it is.
Don't know what happened.
So
what we know.
The funniest answer is that he banged Bedard's mom. Funny, but not funny, but funny. You know what I mean? But
so yeah, I'm thinking like the substance abuse, because when we were talking about, sorry, Mark,
it's the most ridiculous one,
right?
When we were talking about substance abuse programs, I remember forever ago I heard from a Maple Leaf source that what was his name, Joffrey Lupul, once or twice went on the IR because he had a his nose was broken, if you know what I mean. He had a nose injury.
He doesn't like cocaine. He just likes the way it smells.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was just alcohol or just drugs.
Right.
He'd be on the substances. So what we know is something happened on November 17th.
Yep.
In Nashville at a team event with sponsors and employees. That's confirmed. The rumors are, oh, and it isn't confirmed it isn't criminal, but saying it's a workplace matter, I would say it's not criminal.
Right.
And the rumors are it involved alcohol. So what do we think happened?
Oh,
he pissed off a sponsor. Like,
yeah, but so pissed off. But here's the thing: pissed off a sponsor. The PA is not going to sign off on him getting cut for that.
No, but they must have done something to like. I'm not saying
we can't help you here.
Yeah,
was it something just like really racist or homophobic? Like, did he say something horrific?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, because they didn't get charged for that.
Like, was one of the sponsors was black and he just went in hard on the N-word?
Hard R's all over the place.
Or he was, like, drunk and high out of his mind and was just, like, smashing stuff all over the event. Just having a good time.
Right.
And these sponsors, like, well, this
Mark,
is
Mark, that's too what. Boring.
But it's likely one.
I don't know if I would not argue that was criminal.
Right.
Because the venue...
He's just smashing shit around. Whatever. They'll pay for damages.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It could be sexual, but consensual. Think, like, I'm thinking, like, Costanza, like, having sex on a desk somewhere.
Yeah. With the sponsors... The sponsors...
like, daughter or something.
Yeah. Like
and alcohol could be involved.
100%
if alcohol was too involved with her, it could be criminal, but involved with him.
They're sharing lines in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Would you argue drugs is criminal? No.
Probably not.
I mean, if you did it in front of a cop, maybe, but...
Yeah.
No, because, like, I mean, it's drug crimes are either possession or trafficking.
Or dealing. Yeah.
Right. And so it's like, if you've already done the drugs,
yeah,
that's not possession anymore. So now you're just high.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mark's answer is basically fucked up and causing a scene. My answer is going to be either N words or something publicly sexual.
I'm saying it's my answer is something inappropriate with someone.
Okay, then I'll say slurs.
Yeah, because it's a workplace thing. So that's why I think, for me, it's got to be like some sort of harassment.
And he did say it was an incident involving a team employee. But he said the 21st in Columbus. Do we think two things happened?
I can't imagine. Well,
Corey Perry's, maybe it was an ongoing. So maybe it was a consensual, like, he got fucked up, they banged and kept banging.
Maybe.
Hmm.
But we're all pretty certain right now that it's not Bedard's mom. Like the way that they've come out and like, hey, that's not what happened.
Especially when Bedard says, it sucks that he's not here.
Right. Because so Bedard would not have said that if he banged his mom.
Yeah.
So.
Unless he was one of the last to know.
Oh, that would be the worst. So for me right now, I feel bad because, Connor Bedard's a young guy. He's got TikTok. My TikTok is all Corey Perry, Connor Bedard's mom memes. Like, that's all it is. And I feel bad for this kid because he can't go on Twitter. He can't go on TikTok. It's all fucking about this.
I... as much as I want it to be about Connor Bedard's mom,
yeah,
I think the NHLPA twist for me, I think they wouldn't have let that happen if it was a consenting sexual relationship between two adults,
yeah,
with no like employee-employer power dynamic thing going on.
Right.
I think the PA wouldn't have let this happen.
But I mean, there is still the that's his teammate's mom aspect to it.
But that's a moral thing. There's nothing like
she's contract terminated.
Right.
Yeah, nothing that A would get your contract terminated and right, B your union to be like, oh yeah, fire that guy.
And they did say it was a breach of player conduct, so.
Unless there's something in their little Blackhawks handbook that says like, don't fuck players' spouses,
or even look at like company. Like Christmas parties, like I just had one on Saturday. I don't usually go, but the conduct is always, you know, drink appropriately, but don't, you know, yeah, go fucking nuts.
Don't be an idiot.
It's still a work event. Yeah,
exactly.
I've worked with a lot of people who have lost jobs because of behaviors at parties like this. Like I work in an industry where it's basically just raging alcohol all the time.
Right.
And yeah, there's been people who are like, ooh, you are never getting hired here ever again. If they're a freelancer or people have lost their, like,
yeah,
you're going to a party, but your bosses are probably.
Yeah. They're still paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still a, we're like, don't drop your guard. It's still at the end of the day, it's still a work event.
Mm-hmm.
People. So we have our answers of what we think happened. Do we think we'll ever find out what happened?
Sadly, no. I don't think we'll ever. Unless Corey Perry comes out and says, hey, here's what happened. No, I didn't bang Connor Bedard's mom. You know what I mean? Like that, I think that's the only way we find out is if he comes out and says it. We know the team's not going to say anything. The league's not going to say anything. So unless he like mans up and says, and I mean, maybe he does do that to like alleviate this Connor Bedard's mom thing, because like,
yeah,
it is going crazy all over the internet. And
then what is to me, if it isn't criminal, unless it, and that's why I'm team N-word.
Right.
Like if it isn't criminal, there's no harm in admitting, like the people will be like, oh my God, he's so strong admitting that he had a problem. Like there's no, it can only help you coming out and
absolutely
saying.
Absolutely. And saying like, this is what I did. I fucked up.
Obviously. I'm entering into a program. Yeah. I understand I have demons. I look forward to being a better person.
The N-word.
Well, but that's the only thing. You couldn't come out and be like, hey, everyone, just to get out in front of this, I slurred.
I did all like, the slurs. I did it.
Hey, someone shout out a racist slur. I said that one. Like, you can't really come out and say that.
Right.
Like, maybe there was a gay employee and he just followed him around, you know, yelling the F word or something. I don't know.
You know what? It's Corey Perry. I wouldn't be surprised. He's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. And that's violating, you know, if there are sponsors around, like.
Yeah.
Team slur. And then next question, will we see him on our NHL roster by the end of this calendar year?
By the end of 2023?
Mm. This hockey calendar year. My apologies.
No, he's done.
Mark, I agree with you. Like when I first heard about this, I'm like, oh, this is the end of his career. He's 38. You know, he's probably done. What did you say? 4 goals and 9 assists in 16 games? Dude can still play.
No, 4 goals and 9 points.
Oh, 9 points. Still, dude can still play.
Mm-hmm.
And when they terminate your contract, was this considered a buyout or is this different than a buyout?
No, it's different than a buyout.
Okay, so he's not getting paid the $4
million. No.
Okay, but if the Leafs needed a third or fourth liner, a little grindy.
Oh.
little. I'm just saying.
If they hear what happened.
Uh-huh.
All these GMs talk.
Well, yeah. No, like, I guarantee you all the GMs know exactly what happened.
Yeah. And like, we don't want that piece of shit in our organization either. So,
I mean, I don't know how he played for as long as he did.
What the fuck did he do? It can't just be sexual. I don't think it is sexual. Because like, look again, like, look at the Blackhawks and they're.
Yeah. They have a history of...
Patrick Kane, didn't he beat the shit out of a taxi driver? He stayed on the team.
Yep.
And he had two credible sexual assault allegations on him, and he stayed on the team.
You're right. It can't be.
I don't think it's... unless it was, like, publicly sexual, is what I'm saying. Like, it's like, Chris, like, yours still could be true. Like, he fucked the Coca-Cola CEO, barely 18 daughter... yeah. On a bathroom while they did a line of coke. Like, it could be.
Yeah. And you pissed off. Listen, and then he was screaming slurs and it's all of ours. We're all right.
And he tried to smash the camera.
That's right.
So there's marks too. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
It's such a crazy story.
And couldn't happen to a worse person. Oh, that was going to be my other point before we wrap up, too, because I don't think we talked about this since this happened. Milan Lucic has been quietly asked to leave the Bruins for domestic violence allegations.
Hockeying when he shouldn't have hockeyed.
He hockeyed when he shouldn't have hockeyed. But, like, I feel that was handled quietly. That was admitted to. But I suppose there was an arrest, so you had to say what happened. But, like... I don't think they've terminated his contract. Like, he's just on leave.
It's Boston, though. And he'll be back.
He beat up his... No, I'm saying, like, he got arrested for beating up his wife.
Right.
And the Bruins haven't, like, put him on waivers to terminate his contract.
Who was the guy they signed? What did they... Remember they signed that guy that... What did he do? Oh, man.
Oh, a college kid.
Yeah.
Oh, like
Miller or something. I think his last
completely harassed a kid with developmental disabilities.
Yes. So, you know, it's Boston. They're like, we're kind of okay with it.
I guess, but I mean, I think the Lucic, it's also something shitty, but they didn't terminate his contract. So what did Corey Perry do?
Right? See, it has to be worse than beating his wife. It's worse than it's worse than banging Connor Bedard's mom. Like, it's worse than that.
But not criminal.
But not criminal.
Maybe he
pissed off someone very powerful.
Yes, that's that is the easiest answer. Who's the NHL's main sponsor?
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of them, aren't they? There's a little big one, I don't think.
Well, let's say we're Blackhawks team sponsors. We want the team sponsors because they're at a team event.
Dietary supplement maker BioSteel is the biggest sponsor in pro hockey. So he pissed off someone from BioSteel.
Kane County Teachers Credit Union. Oh, Stadium Boards and State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
You think he pissed off someone at State Farm?
Could be. Because, like,
then wouldn't the PA would be behind him?
If it's a major sponsor, like a major sponsor.
I'm gonna follow this Reddit thread. Reddit will figure everything out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Alcohol induced incident that gets somebody canned happening in Nashville. I feel the tourist hell. Yeah, like that's if you're gonna get that'll happen in Nashville.
Right.
Well, friends. Yes. Any other sports news that we wanted to talk about?
Mark, your time to shine.
Not really.
Okay.
The sponsors being present is key here, is one of the top comments.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Corey Perry peed in a potted plant and proceeded to order 555 large Domino pizzas. But and it was a Papa John's executives. That's fun.
Oh.
My friend did that by accident at a hotel.
Did what?
Was drunk at a wedding for and then went back to his room with his wife, who's one of my best friends. And he was gone from the bed for a long time and like didn't have his key and knocked on the door. And she said, "Where were you?" "Well, I was going to the bathroom." And there was no bathroom in that hallway. But there was a potted plant at the end of the hallway.
That's good.
So he has no idea, but he knows he did go to the bathroom and he knows it was not
like Homer and Burns' mansion.
Did you find the bathroom okay? Yeah. Well,
we're gonna talk about the NFL. Big game on Sunday, the Niners and Eagles, where the Niners are the actual favorites in Philadelphia.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, 2.5 points.
I can't say anything because every single time for a Sunday night or Monday night game where I have said, "Ooh, let's watch. This should be a really exciting game," it ends like 6-2.
Primetime games are shit this year.
So is it going to be bad? Is it going to be like 10-10?
No, this is a Sunday 4 o'clock game. It's a Sunday 4 o'clock
game. Oh, okay.
Every game that I'm like, man, this should be a great one.
Why are the Niners favorite?
Because they're the better team. Duh.
I mean,
obviously, Chris.
Right, but they're 9-1.
No, Philadelphia's 10-1.
Sorry, 10-1. That's right. That's right. 10-1.
Yeah.
And all they do is win. It's
like the 80s that a 10-1 team is an underdog at home.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Vegas knows, Ben.
Vegas usually does know. They're on to something.
Sorry, I'm down a Reddit rabbit hole now, so I'll get off this podcast and continue and let you know of any findings.
Yes, please.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff. And thanks for listening, everybody.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.